Yeah, the first bullet move is
We will, it is 10:15, we will call the September Water Supply and Resources Committee meeting to order. Next thing on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the June 5th, 2023.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries unanimously. Item number three, public comments. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to make a comment? Going once, going twice. All right, moving on. Item number four, proposed state revolving fund loan to replace forest mains along Riper Range Road and Highway 17, as well as item five, Mount Pleasant Waterworks Program and Project Updates. I'll turn that over to you, Mr. Klum, for your presentation.
Thank you, Chairman and Water Supply and Resource Committee. Okay. Chairman, that's the Finance Committee slides inserted.
Okay.
Do we have the other one? Let me keep moving through these. I don't see the Water Supply and Resource Committee. I can present on the State Revolving Fund, which is a portion of the Water Supply and Resource Committee.
We'll go ahead. Let's go into the SRF presentation, and then we can go into the program project updates while they get that figured out.
I don't know how to move it back into presentation mode. You good with this? Can you see it on your screen?
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. All right. All right. So the SRF fund, state revolving fund, jointly administered by South Carolina Rural Infrastructure Authority along with DHEC, below market interest rates with low closing costs, one of the main advantages of the SRF fund. And you can see the FY23 loan at 1.4%, which is an excellent rate today. They have not released the FY24 loan rates, but we expect they're going to be around 2% mark. So the FRS loan that I bring before you today is for $14 million. I'll hold tight for a second.
Sorry about that. While they're doing that, I'll say thank you to the MPW team for all their hard work during the recent storm. Gave a good practice run, so to speak, for, hopefully we don't need to use it, but
September was a busy one,
but I know there was quite a bit of power outages and stuff that you guys had to work around. And so
we enacted our full ICS team again as a drill response so that we feel prepared. We're ready to go.
Perfect.
Lost power to approximately 22 pump stations in total. Ran generators to those stations, no overflows, no spill concerns. Maintained water operations as normal.
Beautiful. Yes, yeah, great.
This one?
There's one for finance and one for waterworks on the same email.
Coming through.
I think it's the first one to touch.
was helpful for you. Thanks, you know, I really appreciate that. If you look at the other presentation, I can run through that one.
Okay. I did want to do this one.
There
we go. I think we should be able to progress.
You want to put it in presentation? While we've stopped, we might as well do it right.
Since it's a PDF, I think I might have to do it a different way. Should be able to progress the slides now.
Perfect. I'm going to test it. Not long.
There we go.
Thank you.
All right.
No problem at all.
We're up and running.
All right, committee. So the items we'll cover today, the SCIP grant projects, SRF loan, Deep Well 6 project, award recognition, along with a commissioner retirement. All right, so moving into the SCIP grant updates. Again, this is our South Carolina Infrastructure Investment Program. We have two grants that we've received, one for Snowden Phase 3. We did hold a community meeting. 60% design is complete. Easements have been acquired, and we're completing the design and submittal for permitting September 2023. As you're well aware, permitting is the critical path. NPW staff, along with town staff, they've been working very well together. The December 2026 is our timeline to spend the money. So permitting at this point is our critical path. Shim Creek and Seven Mile Community, the Seven Mile Community meeting has been held. It was had very good attendance at that meeting. Pelzer Drive design has been submitted to the Town of Mount Pleasant DRT for review. Again, permitting being the critical path on both projects. SRF loan project, jointly administered, as I mentioned. Below market interest rates, which is appealing to Mount Pleasant Water Works, current loan at 1.4%. We expect the FY24 loans to be in the 2% range. And again, we are requesting a $14 million SRF loan. That will cover two projects for us. One of them is Rifle Range Road Sewer Project. In 2012, this line, it's a 20-inch ductile iron line, had probably the largest break, to my knowledge, in Mount Pleasant's history. Approximately 250,000 gallons of wastewater was unrecovered due to crown corrosion of that line. That line is a ductile iron line, so sewer in that line releases gas, which eventually turns into sulfuric acid. That gas comes to the top of the line, and it results in crown corrosion of the pipe. So that material, obviously sulfuric acid and steel iron don't mix very well together, results in crown corrosion. So we knew that line was a problem, and in 2020, that line broke again. Same 20-inch line resulted in a 40-foot repair, and then in 2022, broke again. So knowing that we had to do something about that, we conducted a condition assessment. The picture on the right is a sea snake. This is technology that we can push through the line and generate an image of the pipe condition. We wanted to make sure that we understood the condition of that line and where the repairs needed to be made so that we could minimize costs to the utility. So the result of that analysis, 2,500 feet recommended for replacement with a 24-inch HDPE pipe. That is a different material that is not susceptible to that sulfuric acid crown corrosion. We did get 36 years of life out of the ductile iron pipe. Typically 25 years of life is pretty good for ductile iron in this application, so certainly exceeded its useful life. The repair will be between Magnolia Woods and Long Grove Drive, so again, 2,500 linear feet of replacement. Most of this work will be done in the evening times, but there will be traffic impacts as a result. The second component of the $14 million request will be on Highway 17. In 2021, this is a 12-inch line, but there was a break during routine cleaning. You can see the replacement pipe on the picture right, and that is PVC replacement pipe. A physical inspection was done of this pipe, but we did not introduce the C-Snake technology due to the condition of it. So we know that it is in very poor condition. Approximately 3,300 feet will be replaced. It's a 20-inch, again, HDPE being the replacement material. And this is a 37-year-old ductile iron pipe. So again, it has exceeded the useful life of 25 years. Wanted to show you our rate model. This is a 5-year projection of Mount Pleasant Water Works revenues, along with our net operating revenues. It's important to understand that net operating net revenues, that cash funds capital projects, roughly $20 million a year that we reinvest into our system. The remainder of that net operating revenue pays for debt service, so for our different loan vehicles to make sure that we are covered. Debt service coverage, a very important tool that we use to understand whether or not we are in a good financial position. Our bond agency requires that to be 1.0. MPW has an internal policy to set that at 2.0. And you can see for the 5-year projection, we are well above the 2.0, really indicating the financial health of our organization and our ability to take on additional debt. Wanted to also share with you an aggregate of our debt. You can see the MPW debt listed on the left, along with the different vehicles that we borrow from, SRF being one, bank, and then bonds. Different pros and cons to each of those options, so we have a blended portfolio. But again, in a very good financial position for the additional $14 million. This is a timeline of what's been done to date. MPW has submitted the questionnaire to DHEC in March. A preliminary engineering report submitted in July. Commissioner approved the SRF project in August, and today we're presenting to you the Water Supply and Resource Committee, along with a resolution requesting the loan application from the Finance Committee. The ball will move forward, hopefully, and that will be presented on September 12th to full town council for approval, and we will apply in hopefully February, March timeframe. We'll close on that in late March, I would think, after a first and second reading from town council. So next steps, a resolution authorizing a loan application by MPW relative to the environmental protection through force main renewal, replacement, and improvement of the two projects mentioned.
Moving forward, before you, does anyone have any questions about the SRF loans or those projects?
Okay, all right. We'll wait to approve at Finance Committee.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Chairman. Deepwell 6 project. As you are aware, Mount Pleasant Water Works, we operate 4 reverse osmosis plants throughout Mount Pleasant. RO4 is located on 17 North, really across from the Roper St. Francis Hospital. This plant produces roughly 1.5 million gallons a day of water. That equates to about 15% this time of the year. So what is most critical about it, 15% obviously is a lot of water for it, but its location. That location is extremely important for Mount Pleasant Water Works because it is isolated on that 17 end of our service area. Deepwell 6, which serves as the source water for RO4, was constructed in 1969. Typical well life expectancy is 50 years, so we have exceeded the life expectancy of that well as well. Started to show indications of failure approximately 12 months ago. This is an overview of the plant site. South Carolina DHEC has a sanitary requirement of 100 feet between well sites. You can see that's a pretty tight site. There's nowhere on site to put a replacement well to serve RO4 source water. So Mount Pleasant Water Works began investigating other additional sites. This is a good picture. I will draw your attention to the property to the right of RO4 plant that happened to be available on the market. We also own property in the area. We refer to that as our north area operations, so we wanted to better understand, can we utilize an existing property? If you look down 17, almost where the purple circle radius is, we have our north operations center. the transmission line to move water from that location to the RO4 production site is roughly $1,000 a foot for transmission line. So another way you can look at that purple radius is that's the $4 million cost of a transmission line. Not the expense of the property included, but just the line to move water to the site. So $4 million, there were two additional sites identified as potential properties within that $4 million radius. They do have concerns with wetlands. And so the favored alternative is to the right, that's Old Course Road. That's an adjacent piece of property to our property. Two parcels that we have entered into a purchase and sale agreement. The well would be sited as indicated on the map. Well includes a small building. This is a rendering, a conceptual site design. So small building that includes the pump house, a gate, and our sign, be a very well buffered area. We certainly feel that this would be the best use of that property. We did reach out to the Charleston National HOA just to, so they could understand our progress. We have yet to present this at the HOA meeting, but we do feel this is the best use of that property. 4.75 acres. So where we are in the process, we are at the Planning Commission submittals on August 23rd. September 20th, we will come before the Planning Commission meeting requesting a zoning change from AB, area-wide business, to PI2. And hopeful that on October 10th, we will have a first reading and a second reading on November 14th. Any questions related to Deep Well 6 replacement? Move forward. All right, I do want to highlight a few award recognitions from the Mount Pleasant Waterworks team. We received from South Carolina Business Journal, we received the number 10th ranking for best places to work. So I'm very proud of our team for that accomplishment. We sent a crew up to Columbia to receive the award and to to celebrate that night. So really a great recognition for our staff. The middle picture, we also received a national recognition as Water Heroes for the work that we performed in Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson has invited this team back down to the water utility on Friday, this Friday, for an awards banquet in our honor, really recognizing the work that we've done. So that's going to be a great opportunity again for our staff. We'll send the individuals a picture. That's the four-man team on the right, along with our planning chief and myself as incident commander. So we will move down as a team together. Picture on the right is a Peak Performance Award. Again, a national recognition for the operation of our two wastewater plants. And we received a gold level award from NACWA. So very proud of the work we've done. And certainly on everybody's mind is our commissioner retirement. I want to acknowledge Susan Mellenchamp for her dedication to MPW and the town of Mount Pleasant. She's provided 44 years of dedicated service to our community. Her support of our employees and unrelenting dedication have helped to drive our organization forward. Susan could not be with us today, but I want to recognize her and hope that you will reach out and thank her for her service. So I have a quote that I'd like to read. This is special to Susan and a reminder of each of us how to live our lives. Accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. So we're going to miss you, Susan. She has served our utility in this town very well. That concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Any questions? Or
no.
Any other MPW questions? I don't either.
Chairman, that was too easy.
I wish you, Susan, I knew Susan couldn't be here, but we love her. And yeah. I know she's going to be honored more at
certain
other MPW stuff.
We will try to invite her back next month as well, so she can make it. All right, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you, sir. And with that, we will stay in adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.